Good morning, everyone. I would like to call the Administration Committee for Wednesday, May 14, 2014, to order. And I'd like to confirm the quorum.
Yes, we have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move the consent agenda.
We have a motion by Bates. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Pruszynski. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, seeing none, the consent agenda is passed. We have a draft MTC fiscal year 2014-15 agency budget. It's an information item only. Very good. Are we doing information on the monthly financials, or is that consent?
It's consent.
Okay, those are still all consent. Okay, so we'll go with the draft budget. Brian?
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Brian Mayhew, and with me is Eva Sun, who does all our budget work. We'll give you a peek at what we're going to bring back to you next month as the formal budget, so as the draft. Starting off is the overall look of all of the entities that belong to MTC or a part of MTC, and of course that's BATA, our biggest one, then MTC, and then SAFE. If you look at page 2, it's actually quite a number. You add the budgets up, $776 million for 15 and roughly $1.1 billion last year. The difference between the two budgets is really one simple transaction, and that was the SPAN payments of $300 million. Once that was done, they're actually relatively equal at about $774 to $776 million. Also, the number of full-time staff. One of the important things we have to do as a control environment for internal controls is you sort of have to bless the entire table of organization for the organization, because MTC is responsible for the administration of the personnel and payroll systems. So basically, you can see they'll be proposing 201 positions this year, up from 191 last year. And let me pause for a second. I think Eva will give you a little more detail on that.
Good morning. Of the proposed 10 new positions, 5 are in MTC and 5 are BATA positions. The 5 MTC positions include 3 positions that are being converted from long-term project-based positions. The 3 include a program analyst, a performance monitoring analyst for the 511 program, and a program coordinator for traffic management systems. The 4th position is for an administrative assistant, and the 5th position is for an associate planner for land use. The 5 BATA positions are for the new Express Lanes program. This project is in the process of selecting a system integrator to begin the build-out of the infrastructure and the development of the host system for the Express Lanes. The 5 positions include a traffic engineer, a program technician, 1 toll rate analyst, and 2 positions for system support and implementation. So that would increase the regular position headcount from 191 to 201 with the addition of the 10 positions.
We are going to bring you, as in all your different jurisdictions, there are more staff involved in the organization than just the permanent regular staff. And in our case, it's a relatively extensive list. There are people who come in from an agency under contract. We have a regular group of what are called project-based employees that are retained through a contract service called LGS. And then, of course, we have part-time intern employees and the regular employees. So what we'll do when we come back in June is give you a little more of a rundown as to what makes that up. Obviously, there's more people than 201 to run very nearly a $1 billion operation and our large grant operations we run. Okay, so to turn to the operating budget, basically revenue, about a 3% increase going on next year. Again, sales taxes will, I think, see the third year of decent growth. Decent being, I'm not sure it'll make inflation, but it's probably in the nature of 1.5 to 3%, somewhere in that range. But as you can see, we're estimating going from 11.2 this year to 11.9 next year. Much nicer than the 07, 8, 9 years where we just saw it sink like an elevator. Going through to planning grants, most of that's relatively stable. So basically, the revenue itself up about been a little less than $2 million as we project for next year. Going into operating expenses, there you have about a 4% increase. Now, the operating part of that, a good part of that, is there are 2 new positions proposed for MTC, and Eva's talked to you about those. there are some, the other components of it are, there's about half of it is the new positions, and then we have to make provisions for contractual agreements in the MOU. The MOU be expiring in June, but we're anticipating some form of its continuation, basically within the same contract. So we budget that into next year as well. Multi-year grants. You'll see a schedule in the back that has grants are budgeted on a multi-year basis because the federal government says you don't end a project until you're done. So you don't re-budget them every year. But what does happen is they tend to grow. We'll add $78 million worth of grants, and the detail is in Attachment B. That's going to bring us to about $166 million worth of grants. Now, that is obviously about three times our general fund operating budget. So it's a relatively extensive program. One of the things you got to realize, and you go on to this grant program of this nature, is it's all reimbursement. They don't pay you in advance. You do it first. You get the invoices. You reconcile the invoices. You put together, make your payments. You put together a large package, and you ask somebody to pay you back. That process takes about 90 days. So when you're dealing with about an average of, I guess, about $16 million a month that's flowing out on these grants, you really have to watch your cash flow and your structures when you're doing this. Capital projects, not much changes there. The minor change of hub signage program going up just a little bit. On the Clipper side, Clipper is now an enterprise fund, and it's run through MTC. Minor change in the capital project, in the operating budget, and that's for the operating center itself, about 2% there, and about $17 million added to the capital program. So, and that'll keep Clipper operating as we go into next year. Last thing to talk about for just a moment is reserve balances. The reserve balances in MTC, as you go to the first page and you look at the schedule, you see a big $42 million number at the end of BATA. That goes into capital projects. That's where it goes. We have more capital projects than we have resources, and that's what those go into. With MTC, it's a general fund. It's responsible for the operations of MTC and the grants and other things like that. As you go through the reserve balances, there's $30 million, and in a $56 million expense, that's a pretty respectable number. When you get down to what's after taking the restricted components out, in other words, the things that either you've restricted or restricted for financial purposes, that gets you down to about $18 million. Then unrestricted balance, again, if you look at the total grants we have, which is about $17 million a month in expenses, and you've got $18 million in unrestricted balance, you can see how careful you have to walk that balance as you're going through the year, especially when you're dealing with about 30 days to get reimbursed. Those are the highlights. We'll come back. It's slightly out of balance at the moment. We'll come back in June, and we'll have it back in balance for you. And other than that, whatever we fine-tune, we'll bring your attention then, and we'd be happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Brian and Eva. Any questions for them? Okay, seeing none. I believe that was just for information purposes. Thank you very much. And we'll move on to our last item. Is legal services bench. Law firms pre-qualified to provide legal services to MTC BATA, MTC SAFE, BIFA, BAHA, RAFC through fiscal year 17-18. That's $300,000 per year. Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Cynthia Siegel. I'm from the Office of General Counsel. And I'm here to ask that the committee approve a bench of 8 pre-qualified law firms to provide legal services in specialized areas of the law on an on-call basis for a 4-year period starting in July. This will be the second legal bench for our agency. This committee approved the first bench back in 2010, and the contracts resulting from that bench will expire as of June 30th of this year. The bench has served as an important and valuable resource for the Office of General Counsel. Now and then, we as staff attorneys are confronted with issues that may be a little outside of our areas of expertise and can be most efficiently handled through consultation with one of our bench firms. To start on our new bench, in March, we issued a request for qualifications, and we received statements of qualifications from 17 law firms in response. The SOQs were evaluated on the basis of three factors. The first two factors delved into the experience and qualifications of the attorneys that would be providing the services, and the third factor looked into hourly rates and cost effectiveness. We interviewed 13 firms. At the end of the process, we selected eight firms that we believed were highly rated and best suited to our needs. We recommend that the committee approve a panel of eight firms to serve as our pre-qualified legal services bench for a four-year term commencing on July 1 of this year. The firms and the areas of practice we're recommending them for are identified in Attachment A of the memo. We're also requesting that $300,000 be allocated for the services to be provided by the bench in each of the four fiscal years covered by this procurement, subject to budgetary approval. I'm available to answer any questions, and Commissioner Bates, we will need a motion for this one.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Can you tell me, does this panel vary very much, or is it usually the same group of people?
Actually, we've got four that are incumbents, and the other four are new firms.
And do we care about regional or women-owned, minority-owned firms in our mix?
Well, they weren't factors in this procurement, but one of the firms, the Rosales Law Partners, is a certified women-owned business, certified by the federal government and the state of California. And we noted in our interviews with firms that they really do recognize diversity in their hiring decisions.
Okay. My only concern is sometimes if you get the same panel every time, then they're the only ones who have the expertise.
Oh, I got it.
This
so
is
that's
not a particularly
why we
huge contract, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have four new firms. Four are incumbents and four are new.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Yes, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Are we kind of kidding ourselves at $300,000? I mean, is that kind of the norm of what we're spending? I mean, I know, like Plan B area, that probably blew the budget. I get that. But, I mean, annually, is this somewhere we're usually at?
I can speak for the current fiscal year, the year ending in June. We actually exceeded our budget by, we've got $260,000 encumbered currently.
So I'm just wondering how you arrived at a $300,000 number.
Well, that's the maximum amount, and it's consistent with what we're spending now.
Okay.
And we anticipate our needs will be based on that.
Commissioner, if we give them more, they'll spend it. So I think we need to make them ask again.
That's a good point, Steve. Right. I appreciate the answer. You should have answered it first.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions? I will note, in taking the vote, Commissioner Campos, who's on our committee, has left the room. So I do think we still have a quorum, though. Okay, good. Is there a motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Perzinski.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bates. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that item passes. The last item is other business or public comments. If I don't have any speaker cards, therefore this committee will be adjourned until June 11th at 9:35 in this auditorium.